I don't know. I think we'll have to go back and look at it. I left some plays out there, honestly. Had some opportunities to make more plays and didn't do it. The second to last third down, should have caught that, and we would have stayed on the field and maybe wouldn't have had to go back out or put our defense back out for that. So there's already plays in my head that I know I messed up on and need to make.
Was it nice to be able to get that one later on, the other third down?
The last one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to get stuck at 195, so we needed that one. And obviously it sealed the win for us, so that's the main thing, obviously. So, but Randall and I were talking about it and making sure we were going to get that 200. But, no, it's just, like I said, there's opportunities out there. I need to make a few more of them. And but we did enough to win the game, made it a little more difficult than what needed to be. But give the Jets credit. They came in ready to play right off the bat. So you usually don't get that out of a road team. Usually, you know, it's a different atmosphere, so sometimes it takes you a little while. But they came in ready to play and, you know, gave it to us right away.
So it was hard enough to find a rhythm.
What?
Hard enough to find a rhythm in any game early. How hard was it today down big?
It was a struggle. Obviously, the first play is not what you want. I honestly don't remember the next couple of possessions. Seems a long time ago. But, you know, just weren't in rhythm for whatever reason. So we made some plays, just not enough to get going. But when we got down there, we got some field goals. Mason made a nice, really long field goal to help us out and, you know, just kept chipping away. Our defense stepped up then and, you know, held them, I think, to, what, 3 points the rest of the way. So, you know, give them credit for doing that and allowing us to get back in, and we had a good second half.
Before that 80-yard touchdown, they obviously tied it, stopped the momentum a little bit. How much were you thinking for that play of regaining momentum? How much did that play help?
The play helped a lot. I mean, I think going out to the possession, you want to, you know, establish another drive, go down and answer. If you can get it on one shot, obviously we'll take it. But we've been able to connect on those a few times in the past, and it's good to get another one. And, you know, you always take a quick hit, you know, touchdown like that. It saves everyone, and I don't know if the defense likes it, but we'll take the touchdown and, you know, get the momentum right back to us.
Jordy, how do you know you have it? I mean, is it the an up move? I mean, do you know as soon as you break it up that you've got it?
Every one of them is different. That time I felt pretty comfortable the way he was playing. He came up and pressed, which, you know, isn't the ideal thing, but he kind of bailed off the snap and put his butt to the boundary. And when you have an out route and their butt to the boundary, it's hard for them to cover it. So I'm not sure if he speed turned or opened up and flipped his hips, but at that point in time, I was pretty confident we were able to hit it. Just didn't know where the safety would be, if he'd be playing over top or what, and Aaron put it in a perfect spot and allowed me to catch it and cut back and, you know, get the score.
What does it mean to you to have a 200-yard game as the best receiving day for a player in 10 years, coming off the big contract you signed? Is it a milestone you always remember? What's that like?
It's fun. It's enjoyable. It's what I guess needed to be done to win the game. You know, that's all that matters. If it proves your worth, I don't think that really matters at all. You know, I think our job, you know, we want to go out and do our job. That's all we want to do. And we struggled early, but everyone got on the same page and did it. And I think if you look in the second half, if we just do our job, we're able to make plays and be successful.
The extended week from Seattle, did that play in Seattle bother you, stick with you at all through the past 10 days? And,
that play.
The interception in Seattle.
No, the long weekend allowed that to get away. You know, we had to watch the film on Monday, but you move on. You know, the Jets aren't going to care about what's going on in our head, so you got to move on quick.
Jordy, what do you think this game is going to mean to this team down the road?
I don't know. It's a wait and see. Obviously, a lot of adversity that we faced, putting our defense in a bad situation right off the bat, being able to score points, and figuring some things out. So, you know, our run game wasn't working the greatest for us, so we relied on throwing the ball, which, you know, we were able to make some big plays. You know, had some opportunities to break some tackles and make some plays, and we were able to do that. So gives us some momentum. Obviously, it's great to win at home, especially your home opener. But, again, we got to build on that. You know, just because we won doesn't mean, you know, Detroit next week's really going to care.
In this game, Jordy, you had a career day, but how did it feel that you were part of Aaron Rodgers passing Bart Starr on the career passing?
Obviously it's an honor, and we talk about it all the time. You know, whenever you get into that stuff where you're, you know, doing all-time stuff here at the Packers, it's an extreme honor to be a part of that. And you know, being a part of Aaron's career is obviously an honor and something that, you know, I'll definitely be able to appreciate when we're done. I mean, I think all that stuff is something that we'll look at when we're done playing. Right now we're worried about winning games, but to be a part of that, and, you know, and it just shows that we're being successful and winning games, and as long as we're doing that, we'll be good.
Obviously you're trying to win every game, but you mentioned you were talking with Randall about getting to 200 yards. That has to mean something to you, right?
It's just, it doesn't really mean much, but you just don't want to get stuck at 195 or 190. So it's still a good day, but you could be right there. So I think James last year came real close at 190, And so it's just one you want, I don't know. 190 is good, but, you know, 199 is great, but 200 just sounds better.
Obviously, this isn't the Super Bowl. It's not a game-winning touchdown you catch, but where will this rank in terms of numbers? This is a game that's going to stick with you, I assume.
I don't know. Again, that's something for post-career. Right now, honestly, I'm thinking about the plays I screwed up on. So you got to move forward, get better, and, you know, there's more opportunities. We preach to our room all the time about the opportunities, and I missed some of them and got to make them because you might not get that second chance again.
It's hard to see that skirmish on that two-point conversion.
Do what?
What happened with that? Wilkerson, were you in there on that two-point?
I got in late. I was trying to get our guys out of there. I didn't know what was going on. I mean, their guy tried to keep Randall out of the end zone and continued after the play was over. And then our O-line did what we want them to do is come in and help out. And, you know, when you do that, everyone gets a little upset. So, I don't know exactly what the kid did to get ejected, but, you know, it's just guys being physical and trying to help out their teammates, and everyone's doing that, and everyone's getting upset and pushing around.
What's your mindset when you're down 21-3 that early? Is it urgent? Do you feel a sense of urgency or calm because of it?
You got to say it's calm. Honestly, I told our receivers, I said, don't try to go do something special. I mean, because the moment you do that, you get careless. You know, get loose with the ball, or you try to turn your head too quick and run. All that stuff. So just stay with what we're able to do. We need our defense to turn it around. You know, like I said, we put them in a back spot right off the bat and gave the Jets a lot of momentum. And, you know, we knew we'd be able to move the ball. So we just got to stay calm with what we're doing. And, you know, don't try to do too much. Just make the simple play and, you know, do what we can do. And, you know, don't try to do something special.
Any quick thoughts on the divisional stretch coming up? We've got all three in a row.
Yeah, it's going to be a big time for us. Obviously, like you said, three straight, two of them on the road. So those games mean a lot. And we got to make sure we can get recovered from this one. Obviously, this was a battle and a long one, and get prepared. None of them will be easy. Our division is getting tougher and tougher every year, and especially when you go on the road, they're never easy. So it'll be a battle. You just got to get through the grind, and then, honestly, I'm looking forward to the long weekend after that Thursday night game. So I think it sets up well for us to, you know, we had the long weekend last weekend, play a few, get another long weekend, play a few, then get a bye week. So we got to take advantage of the stretch and win some games. It's fun. We're just having a good time. You know, we put in a lot of hard work and throughout the week and obviously throughout the game. And it's a joy to run off that field and, you know, being out there late doing an interview and then coming off and all the fans cheering for us. And we're just having a good time. Randall had a great game, scored a lot of points for us, which was big, and made some big plays. So we're just having a good time, enjoying it, and, you know, nothing much.